USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is notching three more caucus victories in the states of Idaho, Michigan, and Missouri. Trump's only challenger remained former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, but he beat her handily in those three caucuses. However, Haley has vowed to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. That's when more than a dozen states in the U.S. territory of American Samoa will be holding presidential primary elections on Tuesday. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage. The January 6th U.S. Capitol riot will be made public.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. The initial batch of footage is now accessible on the video platform Rumble, with more expected to be released.
USA's John Schaefer. The Sierra Nevada mountain range between California and Nevada is getting blanketed with as much as 8 feet of new snow in the higher elevations. There's also intense near hurricane force wind blowing all that snow near the Tahoe Basin. Along a roughly 300-mile stretch of the mountain range, there are concerns about avalanches as well, especially on the eastern slope. Immigrants sheltering in New York seem to be turning up in hidden, crowded, private shelter spaces now. There were a couple of discoveries made in the past week. One in Queens, one in the Bronx. The New York City mayor's office acknowledging there are now roughly 60% of immigrants seeking shelter outside of the city's care.
And to the extent that we find out that individuals are living in an unsafe condition, we will do what we have done, right? We will go in, we will vacate those locations, and we'll try to find additional resources for them.
Camille Joseph Varlack, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Chief of Staff. An actress, Ann Whitfield, is dead at 85. She reportedly had an unexpected accident while on a walk in her neighborhood. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Israel has reportedly agreed to a 6-week hostage and ceasefire deal in Gaza. The Guardian says talks happened in Qatar on Saturday and are expected to move to Cairo Sunday. The report says the proposed agreement would begin with the release of elderly, wounded, and female hostages. It's still unclear if Hamas would accept the deal. The news comes hours after the U.S. made its first airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could just be shortening your life.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. Those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. Even occasional weekly use, the analysis indicates, poses potential risks to heart and brain health.
USA's John Schaefer. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO. Musk co-founded the artificial intelligence company and claims it's drifted from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft in a $13 billion deal, all while keeping its code a secret. Musk is demanding OpenAI bigwigs repay all of the profits they've made. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.